As one of the first master's degree students in environmental science at Sitting Bull College, Lewis Walking Elk eventually wants to use his degree to help those on the reservation. He's one of the first in his family to go to college.
My dad and mom both encouraged me all throughout their lives, throughout my life. You know, my dad especially, he didn't finish high school, and he always was like, "Hey, you gotta do something."
Situated in the remote hills of North Dakota on Standing Rock Indian Reservation, Sitting Bull College is one of more than 30 tribal colleges in the United States. Some 300 students, including student body president Dakota Kidder, are completing their higher education at this federally funded school in hopes of defying statistics that show only about 10% of Native Americans have a college degree, roughly half the national average.
We do have a lot of problems on the reservation, and Sitting Bull College does all that it can to make sure that students are getting to class, whether it be transportation, childcare.
He's the U.S. Marshals come to the site facility to investigate it.
The mission of getting more Native Americans to college and making sure they leave with a degree is crucial to the school's president, Laurel Vermillion.
A huge majority are first-generation students. College students who don't have a lot of experience. They don't have parents who can tell them or talk about, you know, college. And so when they leave the reservation and go onto these big mainstream campuses, they're lost.
Vermillion says many young Native Americans, particularly men, are looking for direction and a sense of purpose.
So it's very useful. So let's
In part through its technical program, which offers classes in everything from welding to oil drilling, the college wants to really attract more young men to campus. Currently, the male-to-female ratio here at Sitting Bull College is 30 to 70.
Scott Davis, the executive director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, is also working to close the gap, helping tribal colleges get millions of dollars to start workforce development programs.
There are plenty of jobs. We're talking right now in North Dakota, anywhere from 22,000 to 25,000 jobs right now. And there's just not a lot of people to fill them in small rural North Dakota. But on the flip side of that coin, you got still some of our tribes really struggling with the unemployment rate.
Davis calls tribal colleges a shining beacon on reservations, giving hope to young Native Americans of a life of possibility and not poverty. Arup Hande, VOA News, Fort Yates, North Dakota.